You're listening to New England Public Radio. Cities in New England and elsewhere used to be dotted with SROs. That stands for single room occupancy, a type of affordable housing often considered a last resort before homelessness. Residents live in single rooms next to strangers who all share a bathroom and kitchen. This housing option has gradually disappeared in recent years, but advocates are trying to take the idea of SROs and give them an upgrade, so that even people who don't have to live there might choose to. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Let's go around this way.
Bradford Ward meets me in front of his temporary apartment in downtown Northampton.
Let me take your jacket.
He moved here 3 years ago from his previous home, a low-rise building half a mile away called Northampton Lodging. That former college dormitory was built in the 1960s and later converted into low-cost housing. By the time it closed, about 60 people lived in 100-square-foot rooms with threadbare carpeting and an ancient electrical system. They shared bathrooms and kitchens and very thin walls.
Well, what I did is I had comforters. I put them up on the walls and put stuff up on the walls that helped block the sound.
Ward says he did make good friends there, but missed his privacy.
And people are always sticking their nose in your business, and I don't like that. You know, and then the other thing, if somebody knocking on your door every 5 minutes, can I borrow this, you got this, you know, you got that, can I have this, can I have that? And, you know, most of the time I just had to, you know, put my foot down and get in their face and tell them to get away from me and don't come back.
The 71-year-old former Marine eventually put a sign on his door that said, "Don't bother me." And he never invited his children or grandchildren to visit.
I wasn't proud of my accommodations, you know, the building. And plus, the place had a bad reputation. A lot of people just didn't want to go there.
Ward's road to Northampton Lodging was winding and unexpected. He used to be married, raised two children, had his own landscaping business. He and his wife bought a house in Springfield, but they broke up. She got the house, and he never managed to build up a new business. He took a job as a prep cook, lived with a friend for a few years, and then he says he was treated for cancer.
I come out of the hospital, I had 7 cents in my pocket.
That's about when he learned about Northampton Lodging and the type of housing called single-room occupancy. For about $500 a month, he'd get a room near his downtown job. He kept thinking it was temporary, but he stayed for 6 years.
And I was looking for other places, and a lot of the places were, you know, pretty much out of my means.
Single-room occupancy, or SRO, has origins in the boarding houses of the 1930s and 40s. Laura Baker is with Valley CDC, which develops and manages low-cost housing.
I think it was most often for folks who are working, making a modest weekly wage, folks who were retired, folks who were young and working but not yet married. It served a whole range of parts of the population.
In those days, SROs were often run by a landlord who genuinely cared about the tenants. But over time, Baker says, conditions declined, and by the 60s and 70s, SROs were seen as havens for the marginalized, mentally ill, or addicted. Yet they still served a purpose.
We think of it as being kind of an essential part of the housing ecosystem. For lots of folks, it's a transitional place to live. For some people, it's their home for many years, and there isn't anything quite like it in terms of cost.
There used to be 24 SROs in Northampton alone. Baker shows me a list from 20 years ago.
SROs on Green Street, which got redeveloped for Smith College properties. Shaw's Motel has now just recently been demolished. There's going to be
most of them have closed to make way for market rate housing, a sign of gentrification.
And there are some folks who would draw a direct line between increased homelessness and decrease of this kind of housing stock.
So nonprofit housing organizations try to buy up the SRO buildings with the hope of bringing them to higher standards while keeping them low cost. One of these organizations is Springfield-based Wayfinders.
So it's a pretty good-sized kitchen, in my opinion, lots of cabinetry.
In 2015, Wayfinders bought the 58-room Northampton Lodging from its longtime owner. Using private and public funds, they raised the smaller building to make way for a new $20 million complex that Vice President Faith Williams is showing me. It's got several common areas, but everyone gets their own kitchen and bathroom.
It's a huge bathroom, and I mean, it's like twice the size of my bathroom at home. So there are also closets.
The complex, called Live 155, is opening this month. It will have 70 units, more than half reserved for low-income tenants using a mix of government subsidies. The rest will be market rate at about $1,000 a month. Williams says this makes the project more viable and helps reduce the stigma of affordable housing.
It is not our intention to share with anybody what their neighbor's income is. It's not like there's a little sign on the door that says, you know, this is an affordable unit, and that's not.
Williams says the downtown location and new construction is meant to attract market rate tenants, and there's no reason lower income tenants shouldn't get the same perks.
A number of the residents who live in our properties work at places like Walmart, and they work a lot of hours, and they need a place to live, in my opinion, that isn't dreary and grim.
While Wayfinders was building the new complex, they helped the tenants of Northampton Lodging find other places to live. That's how Bradford Ward found himself on the other side of downtown in a one-bedroom apartment, which he much prefers to his previous single room. But he can't afford to stay there much longer on his Social Security income. Wayfinders is encouraging him to move to Live 155. Ward has been watching it go up with interest.
I snuck in there one day when, excuse me, they had construction going on. They were showing some people around. They left a hard hat sitting there, so I put a hard hat on and walked through the building with them.
The building itself is great, he says, spacious, energy efficient, but he's nervous about moving back into a place modeled on SRO housing. He's wary the previous problems, like noise and drug use, will rear their heads. He hasn't decided if he'll invite guests over.
I want them to feel comfortable. I don't want them feeling like they come into the building, they're going to be harassed.
Faith Williams says he need not worry. Wayfinders will be a much more proactive property manager than the previous landlord. But housing advocates are worried about the future of SROs. They say there's already tough competition for federal housing grants. Now the Trump administration is trying to reduce housing subsidies. And with the new tax law, it's harder to make use of federal housing tax credits. Laura Baker of Valley CDC.
Part of the pressure on the system and causing these places to disappear is, you know, unless you have some other mission, why would you do this?
Wayfinders doesn't expect to make a fortune on the new property, Williams says, but they expect to at least break even. For now, they've only rented out about half the units and none of the ground floor retail space. She hopes it will all be filled this summer. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.